Thanks, Kat. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Particularly then I enjoyed the ending of it, because it's like, obviously, you played around the myth home for Dumpty, and the enemy couldn't put him back together again.
Yeah.
Really nice play on words, that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking, obviously, of the child's poem as well.
Now, I know you've been doing, looking at new ways of experimenting with this as well.
Yeah.
Because I know, to certain, like, regular viewers to my, obviously, podcast or net, set into a net label, may or may not be aware, like, I've been involved in a Poets and .. open mic night,
mm-hmm.
which Guy's recently set for us and said other things in the past as well. Tell us a little bit more about your approach, how it's been varying, because I know I've seen you these, like, you'd almost like doing, looking at it from a different perspective now when you're writing, with the music on top of it.
Yes.
And have you found, for example, in your earlier pieces before that, your approach has been changing through that?
It's changed drastically. Before I was, when I wrote, as I said, because I felt that I was unable to express myself, my writing was very much for myself. And it was free verse. I didn't care about the metering or the rhyming or anything like that. Now, when I brought in the music, of course, being a musician and I write lyrics, okay, so I understand the metering and rhythm needed in a song, and I began to apply that and think about, well, do it with your poetry. Don't do it necessarily to the extreme that you do with lyrics, but begin to do it with poetry. And suddenly my poetry started to change from being a very internal thing that I wrote when I was feeling very sad and frustrated to being an external thing when I began to talk to other people. You know,
still feels very sad and frustrated.
It probably will. I mean, what poetry doesn't come out of some sort of frustration internally, right? Okay, that's why we all write, I think. We need to express ourselves. But it has become very much now me talking to the audience, and the set I did for you at Poets And, for me, was an external thing. There was quite a bit of humor built into it. There was, my first piece had some audience participation that I wanted in on it, and people joined in, which I was very happy on. And it's taken on an entirely different aspect now. So, but I still do write the very introspective stuff.
Right, so I know you're going to read out some other piece, another piece for us at least, aren't you? So.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the next piece before you read it?
Well, sure. After just saying that my stuff has taken an external type of view, this is one of my earlier poems. This is an internal view. And I am one of those poets one of those people who suffer with bouts of depression, okay, to be blunt. There's times that I just get down and down on the world, and there may not even be anything that sets me off. I just become very depressed. And it's terribly difficult to live through. I know it's terribly difficult for the people around me to deal with. One of the most frustrating things for the people around me, I think, is there's nothing they can do to cheer me up and to help me out of that, okay? So this next poem is called Depression. And it's about my problems with depression.